Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, I just wanted to check on a account that you charged me for.
What's your order number?
Don't have it. I'm just looking at my bank statements and I see it's on there.
Okay, what is your zip code?
My what?
Zip code?
48843.
And what is the shipping address? I'm so
30.
sorry, sir. Give me just a moment. Let me go back.
Sure.
What's your last name?
Skicky, Skicki.
Let's see if I pull that up here. Okay, and your first name?
Gerald.
Okay, I found you here, and I have a JERBARB3 at sbcglobal.net.
That's correct.
Okay, and what is the shipping address?
3738 County Farm Road, Owl,
Okay.
Michigan.
All right, I found you here, sir. It shows me a trial offer that was processed, and it was for the watch and mini pods.
For the watch and what?
And some ear pods.
Are you connected with also Best Choice?
Also, Best Choice. I don't recognize that name. It
Oh,
shows me
okay.
here that there was a trial offer that was processed, and you did the $5.95 and $5.95 shipping and handling, and it was for a smartwatch, and it's called Icon Smartwatch and Mini Pods.
Okay. Now, is there 15 days that I have to reconsider?
You're out of the 14 days of trial, so you have been billed for the pods and for the watch. They're $59.95 each.
Yes. So I actually have today to return.
You're out of the trial period. You no longer are within trial.
I purchased it on the 12th.
It was processed on March the 11th, and the trial ended on the 25th.
I see. I've got on my basement, on my bank account that it went through on the 12th of March.
Okay, the order was submitted on the 11th, so it'll go by that date.
Oh, well, how can you do that if I don't even receive it yet?
That's what
Can't
it states in
receive
the
it.
terms of service, sir, that the trial begins the day you place the order.
Well, does it not include the day that you receive it?
No, sir. The trial doesn't start when you receive. The trial starts when you place the order.
Well, I'm going to contest that with the bank then. Thank you for your help.
Okay, sir. And have you already submitted the dispute with your bank?
Yes.
Okay, so what you can do, I'm not sure if the bank explained to you. They do conduct an investigation, so they verify whether or not you paid the shipping fee, which you did, and they verify whether or not you received. There's also the tracking on the package. So through a dispute,
I got the package.
they're not able to refund the charge to you. What you can do is you can call back in with your financial institute. If you're willing not to dispute the charge, then we can speak to you about the refund, but we have to have them on the line to do that.
Okay, hang on the phone right now. I've got to answer
I
the
can't,
doorbell.
I, okay.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, I have to get that door.
Okay, no problem. So what I've done
Go ahead.
I notated the account, okay? So when you call back in with the bank on the line, anyone who takes your call will be able to help you. So just ask the bank to make a third-party call for you so that you can drop the dispute for a refund.
Okay, so if I call the bank, I should just ask them to call you folks so you can drop it for a refund?
Correct. Just say, I need a third-party call made.
Does that mean I have to be staying on the line with them then, or what?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Listen, I will call them right away and go from there.
All right, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
And who am I speaking to?
My name is Laura.
Laura? Okay. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.